And now, live from the heart of Sherwood Forest, here's a couple of right old bandits. It's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Goober, Goober.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is Porn Scars, the ballad of Abe Sudda.
To leave the room or even the bed. We'll be drinking and fucking for days on end. And I can stand for us to be apart. You will leave without a beating heart. I thought this was the end, but no, it's just the start. We feel the thrill of subjugation and power as our sex games pass the minutes and the hours. You want me not to stop, but it was a joke. When you sleep again, I'll continue to choke. You know, my blood's a going, gone up in smoke. If I can't have you, no one will. No secrecy provides such a thrill. True love will fuel my need to kill. After the act, there'll be a sense of calm. And I'll reflect as I caress your arm. Eventually I'll rise with a sudden urge to fetch a knife. Could have been to share you with another woman or your wife. If I can't have you, no one will. No secrecy provides such a thrill. True love will fuel my need to kill. And I'll take a souvenir to keep by my side, so we can be together till I end my life. No matter if it's love, not jealousy, I'll keep the peace that meant the most to me. In time I'll be writing novels, making shit fucking movies. If I can't have you, no one will. No secrecy provides such a thrill. True love will fuel my need to kill. If I can't have you, no one will. No secrecy provides such a thrill. True love will fuel my need to kill. To kill, to kill, 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 kill.
Here's Paul.
You're listening to Desoros underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
If I sound a bit cosy, it's because I'm in my new room. I've moved room. Punky is now where it should have been a long time ago. So you're in an office, aren't you?
I am.
Now kind of in an office as well, surrounded by music with no TV to distract me, which means that we won't be getting the odd me going, oh, I've just seen this on Sky Sports bit anymore, but happy days.
Excellent.
Happy days. That was Porn Scars, Tony, friends of mine and yours, and they are your German brooders.
Meine brooders, yeah, thank you very much.
And, right, what's their Facebook page?
Facebook.com/PornScars.
Facebook.com/PornScarsBerlin. I like the way you said Porn Scars. Yeah. Beans Net One, Tony Nil. And hello to Porn Scars. We promised we'd play you. That was off their last album. I don't have the name of it to hand, but you'll find out via their Facebook page. And absolutely brilliant stuff. And who knows, one day we might even get to Berlin to see them.
That would be nice.
I've got some additional material that doesn't fit in with the spot that it's in, but I'm going to read it out anyway now, all right?
Okay.
If you have a joke or poem for me, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email Poetry Corner if it's a poem, and Comedy Suburbs if it's a joke. But instead, here's something that is more to do with some songs coming a little bit later in the show, but I'm going to read them out now, because Cherry Red have brought out another one of their brilliant box sets. Called Harmony in My Head, which is UK power pop and new wave 1977 to 81, featuring various artists. And I'm going to read out a bit of the press release, all right?
Okay.
Harmony in My Head is another of Cherry Red's celebrations of a bygone era. This time, the boom in power pop and new wave, which followed the punk explosion in 1977. This triple CD box set spins off the success of the four CD compilation Action Time Vision in 2016, which we featured a lot.
We did.
Which documented punk on independent labels. New wave was a term coined in 1977 to describe a clutch of new artists whose music shared much of the energy of punk, but boasted a more sophisticated level of musicianship and a heavier reliance on traditional pop melodies. Although the term had such a wide definition in the States, it was quickly rendered almost meaningless. It was more strictly applied in the UK, with the radio-friendly likes of Elvis Costello and Squeeze scoring numerous hits and influencing younger bands to the extent that, by the early 80s, the new wave itself had become old wave. Harmony in My Head includes many of the new wave power pop scene's biggest hitters, alongside the more melodic punk bands. Name acts include Elvis Costello, Squeeze, Buzzcocks, Eddie and the Hot Rods, Nick Lowe, The Jags and Reckless Eric, who are joined by other less successful but nevertheless key players, The Records, The Freshies, The Flies, etc., as well as a host of rare 45s on tiny labels, many of which have never been on CD before. And we're going to be featuring four of them in this show, but they're going to come up after the next song, all right?
Okay.
Because right now, I want to play a track from the Kramers, who are a band that we've featured down the years, and we featured various different incarnations of lead singer Matt's other bands. So Matty from the Kramers also fronts the Bleach Boys, and he also fronted Flaccid that we played on the show, and he also fronts Ministers Dead that we played on the show. But the Kramers were a particularly brilliant band that have got going again and do occasional gigs. Described arguably as brilliant garage punk and roll, Tony. This is from their latest EP, Screws, which you can find via their Facebook page, which is
facebook.com/thekramers
facebook.com/thekramers.uk. But if you want a real laugh, you can go to thekramersmusic.com or kramersmusic.com and find out there's another band in America called the Kramers, who are a particularly evangelical god-bothering group.
Oh dear.
Who could not be more different from this band. And I'm actually going to send Matt the website of this other Kramers band so he can see the fun I had when I accidentally found them. They've actually got, on their page, they've got a list of, this is our faith. If you follow this faith to the letter, you can like our band. Otherwise, it's not allowed. It's brilliant. Anyway, it means it's Paulie Beans Net 2, Tony Nil, and this is Destination Psychosis.
Crawling the walls through every crack, anxiety. It's out of control like a heart attack. Sinner grind my teeth, acid eats my guts, anxiety. Fight for air to breathe, taste it in my mouth. So tightly wound, whole world is spinning round. Fighting to get my feet back on the ground. I'm fighting so long. Back on the ground.
You're listening to the Spy Tones underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was the Kramers and Destination Psychosis. Great live as well, although even by their own admission, they have calmed down a bit in so much as they don't tear the ceilings down at venues anymore, which I'm sure makes venues very happy.
Yes.
Now then, have you got any Facebook comments?
I do.
That means it must be time for...
Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
I'll never tire of that.
No.
Frankie Boyle.
Frankie Boyle. Thanks
what
for
you
got? Thanks for your Facebook comments. If you are on Facebook, please do pop onto our page, facebook.com/punkyradio. Do like the page, do leave us a comment, do get in touch, do like to hear from you. One comment this week, Nez Coy has been in touch.
Hello, Nez.
He says, thanks for Splodgeness Abounds. Reminded me of a skinhead mate. He always called me Splodge rather than Nez. Over 35 years ago, Jimmy the Skin was his name, if I remember rightly. Good times.
Thanks, Jimmy Nez. The Skin.
There you go.
Probably not to be messed with.
No, doesn't sound like it, does it?
No.
Yeah, there you go. And that's it for Facebook, short but sweet.
So that concludes...
Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
I'll never tire of that.
No.
Thank you, Boyle.
Thank you, Boyle.
Shall we just have a little shout out to Verbal Warning as well, who played a big punk do at Skegness Butlins this weekend. And the stage they were on was the introducing stage, including John Goes for Europe. And there was a vote on, you could cast a, it was a, like a secret ballot on who your favourite band was on the introducing stage, and that band would get to play on the main stage next year. And Verbal Warning won the vote.
Did they really?
Yeah, and you know how good John Goes for Europe are. They're fantastic. Yeah. So well done to Verbal Warning, and congratulations to John and Pam on their recent wedding.
Ah, excellent. Yeah.
And we'll play a Verbal Warning track in the next few weeks as well. They had to, because this stage, this is, well, I think the biggest stage they played on, and you know that they throw ducks out at the gigs, they throw rubber ducks, not real ones, that'd be weird. But I think they had to get about 400 rubber ducks for this one. I'm not sure they're ever going to make any money out of playing with that amount of merch being flying around. I don't know whether they managed to collect them all in again. Have to find out. Right, now it's time for two songs from the new Harmony in My Head Cherry Red box set that's out right now. As discussed earlier on, I'm not going to go through all that again. Stay tuned for a band called New Hearts, which I'm going to tell you up front, Tony. Don't have a website.
Okay.
But before them, a band called The Tights. Now, The Tights, I think we played via another Cherry Red compilation.
Did we?
Relatively recently. They might even be on Action Time Vision. Originally from Worcester. Worcester had a bit of a scene, a bit of a punk scene going on. I think it had a bit of a UK 82 scene going on as well. Anyway, they only brought two singles out in 1978, but they're back now. They're doing a few gigs now. It's quite exciting.
Okay, cool.
What is The Tights website?
TheTights.co.uk?
TheTights.com, Tony.
Oh.
But well done for getting The Tights. I'd have thought there might have been someone else there, but yeah, they got that. TheTights.com makes it Paulie B and the Internet 3 Tony Neil, and this is Howard Hughes.
He had all the power.
One-legged cat trying to bury shit on a frozen pond.
You're listening to the Dustophonics underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was New Hearts and a track called Plain Jane. I'll tell you about New Hearts. They were as I say, one of the kind of power pop post-punk bands, but after a while they became a much better known band called Secret Affair that led the mod revival that happened with when the Jam got going and all that. But there is information about Secret Affair online, but there's hardly anything about New Hearts. There might be something via a Wikipedia page. So I'm afraid, Tony, we just can't do that.
Okay.
But because of your current situation of losing 3-0, do you want half a point or do you want to just leave it at 3-0?
No, let's keep it pure.
We'll keep it pure. All right, then. So, yes, I don't have a lot more information about that. There is some information in the booklet that comes with the Harmony in My Head box set. So you can find a bit out about them there as well. I recommend you buy every Cherry Red box set that comes out. They're all brilliant. They're all really, really good, and this one's no exception. And we will, I think, be playing another four tracks of it next week as well. So, right, Tony, did you do anything last week?
No. No, I worked again. My better half is still looking for a horse, of course.
Right.
So
what's horse in German?
Pferde.
Oh, I was really hoping it'd be Das Horse.
Yeah, that one.
It's
I
what?
Pferde. P-F-E-R-D. Pferde.
P-F-E-R-D. Pferde.
Pferde.
Pferde. Mm. Nice. That's a horrible name for a horse.
Really, isn't it?
Isn't it? Yeah.
There you go.
Because in French, it's, what is it? A cheval, isn't it?
Cheval or something like that, yeah.
Cheval, yeah. Where you get the word cavalier from? Chevalier.
Nice.
So, and that's horseman in French. So, horseman in German is what?
Bird. I don't know, actually.
Bird hair.
Yeah, why not?
Bird hair.
Yeah.
Oh, you bird hair.
Yeah.
You great big horseman. Alright, okay, so she's looking for a horse.
So yeah, so my husband hopefully have found one. So we went to one late last week. And that's it really. So I do kind of 6 days and then one day off, and my one day off I'm doing shopping, tidying, trying to chill out. Oh, bought a jigsaw. I bought myself a yearly jigsaw. I get a jigsaw once a year. Treat myself.
What you mean, like, you don't mean a DIY tool, I mean
a puzzle. 1,000-piece one. It's of a beautiful dock with boats on it.
Right.
Yeah.
That's the thing about you IT professionals, isn't it? You spend all day with loads and loads of technology and that, but then when you get the chance to relax, you do it old school.
We do.
Well, I like that.
It's like years ago, all my friends were into like Nintendos and PlayStations. I don't bother because when you're on a computer for 10 hours a day, you don't want to come back home and go on a computer. So
absolutely.
I've never really got into gaming at all. So
that's
old school.
That's why
for
I
me.
Never tell any jokes in the house.
That's it with me. What did you get up to?
I got up to all sorts, Tony. So last week I went to see Forest v Millwall, and Forest were winning 2-0, were absolutely awful all game, and then Millwall scored two late goals to make it 2-2. We were lucky to get away with a point, and everyone in the ground, including me, was disgusted with the team. They were awful, and even the floodlights were disgusted and went out for 15 minutes, which actually it had been quite quiet. None of the Forest fans were really singing because we were playing so badly, and then when all the lights went off for 15 minutes, we had a bit of a Cliff Richard moment and everyone started singing. If you don't know what a Cliff Richard moment is, you're a lucky person. And what was quite funny was I'd sat down in the Trent end. I'd sat in exactly the spot where I used to stand when I was a student years ago, and I sent my dad a photograph of the position I was in with a message saying, "Hey, look, I'm at Forest v Millwall. This is the place where I stood when I was a student all those years ago." But I typed it in a rush and I spelt it, I didn't say student, I said shrewdent, right? So then I sent my dad a second message saying student, right? Just the word student, right? But because the internet connection wasn't good at the ground, he didn't get the first message. So my dad was just sat at home and I just sent him a message saying, student. So then I got a message back from him saying, "Why did you just call me a student?" Right? And I said, no, I didn't. This is the place I used to stand. And he said, "Where? Where is the place you stand?" Got more good. I said, "I'm trying to watch the game." He went, "Oh, you're at the match." And yeah.
Right.
He never got the picture.
Oh.
Also, I had Forest to win, both teams to score, and the internet connection being so bad, I tried to cash out on 85 minutes when it was 2-1. Couldn't get online. Millwall scored the equaliser. Cost me £8.85.
Oh, dear.
Not happy. Anyway, it worked out all right. So then, on Saturday morning, I went to Oslo, and on my way down, I'd started bidding on this desk for my lodger in his top room, this pine desk that I'd worked out. I'd looked at these desks before and I thought, that'll get in his room. I'll bid on that. There's a bid of £13.50, right? And I thought, oh, you know, I don't mind paying that. I'll pay a bit more, in fact. So I sent them an offer. You know, on eBay, you can send an offer now. You don't have to just do a bid. I sent them an offer saying, if I can pick this thing up tonight, I'll give you £20 for it. Declined.
Oh.
Just declined. No words, just declined. Went, right, sod you. So I waited. When did Oz? I come back to that in a minute. On Sunday lunchtime, when the thing came up, I put in my top bid of £20 and I got it for £14. It's a lot of furniture for £14, Tony. It's a beautiful desk.
Okay, cool.
Great, I've won that. Then I spent the rest of Sunday trying to arrange when it could be picked up, and they said it could be picked up at 11 o'clock Monday morning. So I stayed at Mum and Dad's Sunday night. Before we get to that, I've got to tell you about Oslo.
Okay.
So, because this is pertinent to you in some way.
All right.
Right. Went to Oslo, met up with two Dutch guys there. We'd arranged it. And I took an English guy with me, and the three of us did this most brilliant show in Oslo. The show was sold out. It was fantastic fun. And there was a German girl there called Christine. And Christine was really nice. And I said to her, because she kind of sat with us, because she'd shown up by herself. When I've only been here 5 weeks, don't know anyone. I went, oh, hang about with us, it'll be fine. So we did the show, went out for a drink afterwards, then she went home. And then the next day, a few of us were supposed to be going for a curry, because there's one place in Oslo that is cheap and you can get, it's an all-you-can-eat Indian buffet for 99 kroner, which is 10 quid, which in Oslo is the price of a beer.
Right.
A few of us were supposed to go, everyone else dropped out and didn't go except me, and then she showed up, right? So me and her had it was like a lunch date, Tony.
Mm.
Yeah, not exactly. Like I think I jokingly said, "Oh, a lunch date," and she looked at me like I was just a dick, right?
Right. Okay.
Anyway, halfway through, she went, "I think I'm gonna have to go home." I went, "Why?" She said, "It's a bit spicy." Now this is really mild curry. She went, "It's a bit spicy. It hasn't agreed with me." Now you're all about the spice, Tony.
It's all about the spice
when you curry versed. But this German lady, turns out, had never had curry before. Okay. And it had gone right through her. She'd got deli belly, mate. It had gone right through. So I had to basically jog her back up to her flat so she could just stay there for the rest of the afternoon on the bog while I went back and finished off her food.
Oh.
That is it. It was quite good fun. Then had the rest of the date myself, went down to a pub called the Mad Goat, bumped into a few people, including my mate Darren, who is doing so well as a football coach. He's been approached by the Norwegian FA to get involved with the national side.
Nice.
We could end up, Punky Radio could end up not only sponsoring a non-league team in the Northeast, by the way, I've heard no more about that.
Right.
But also being connected with the Norwegian national side. This could be amazing.
Punky Radio, we're connected.
We might be able to sort out a friendly between Heaton, Stannington FC and Norway. That would be my dream, Tony.
Excellent.
My dream. So, yeah, anyway, picked up the desk this morning at 11 o'clock, managed to drive it home, got it in the car somehow. And I managed to get it in the car, Tony, but not a house. Now, I'd like to know how you get a piece of furniture in a car, but not a house.
Hmm.
So it got through the into the hallway, but then we couldn't get it up the stairs, so it stuck downstairs. Hence, it's now in the new room. Hence, I now have a Punky Radio desk, and my lodger is still deskless. And that is the story of my week.
Right. Excellent.
Let's crack on.
Okay.
All right, then. So, yeah, you need to do something next week, because you've done 2 weeks with nothing now. You had a good week, didn't you, when you did something? You went to Sherwood Forest.
I went to Sherwood Forest last week, yeah.
Yeah. So you need to do an activity. Perhaps see a film. All right, Hambone Skinny are a band I'd never heard of, Tony.
Okay.
They're another Boston band via Rumbar. We're doing well out of Rumbar at the moment, Rumbar Records. And they're a punk blues band, and this track came through. And so we've got a change of pace coming on now. This is slow and grindy and dirty and dirgy and like that. And I think you're going to quite like it. What is Hambone Skinny's Bandcamp page?
HamboneSkinny.bandcamp.com?
It is. Tony 1, Paulie B Internet 3, and this is Judgment Day.
Forgive me, Lord, for I have sinned. Killing time, counting down the days, fall on my knees. Not the way it's gonna be, praying's not for me. Spent my life running around, women, guns, and booze. Judgment Day's coming round, what is left to lose? Fire on the moon.
You're listening to Mullet Monster Mafia underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Punk blues for you there, nice and dirty. Have you got, and that is the only track we've got from Hambone Skinny at present, so I might, we might try and play something else by them at some point. Who knows? Have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
It must be time for
Tony's International Gig Guide. Yes, another week, more gigs. If you have a gig for me, don't forget, do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want to know who's playing, where are they playing, who are they playing with, how much is to watch them play, anything. It is international, so it doesn't have to be in the UK. In fact, the past few weeks, we've featured a few non-UK gigs, but we're back in the UK this time. Sussex Saints been in touch.
Hello, Sussex Saints. I must apologise before you go any further for perhaps being a little bit caustic about Sussex Saints poetry. It was very much appreciated, and thank you very much for doing it. And we like getting poems.
We do.
Yeah.
So he's noticed a gig this week in Brighton. So this Saturday, the 13th, Too Many Cooks are playing at the Prince Albert in Brighton.
All right.
Trafalgar Street. £10 in advance. It says there's Too Many Cooks plus support, so your guess is as good as mine, but it should be a cracker. It is it, and it does qualify for Pagotua,
right,
so it is on our Facebook page.
I don't know the band Too Many Cooks.
No, I hadn't noticed of them, but judging by the poster, it is Scar.
Right, well, the thing is, if it comes with the Sussex Saint seal of approval, it's fine in my book.
Exactly. So, that's the gig this week.
If you know Too Many Cooks and you'd like them to be played on the show, make sure you drop an email to paulieb@punkyradio.com. We'll try and sort it out.
Yeah.
So that's it.
That's it.
So that concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide.
Ooh, spoiling the broth. We're going to play another two songs from Harmony in My Head now, Tony.
Beautiful.
If you've somehow tuned into this halfway through, and I don't know how you would, you'll have to go back to towards the start of the show to find out about the new Cherry Red compilation. But another two tracks I'm very excited about. Stay tuned for a band called The Times, who I'm going to enjoy talking about in a little while. But first up, a band we've never played on the show, but I've always wanted to, a band called The Monochrome Set, who were originally from Hornsey. Okay. Now, my mate Malk used to live in Hornsey, and the Monochrome Set will be right up his street because it's they're the darker end of post-punk, Tony.
Right.
They're the darker end. Very good. What is the Monochrome Set's website?
TheMonochromeSet.com.
Oh, Tony, TheMonochromeSet.co.uk.
Can't catch
you
going to
catch up there. Paulie B Internet for Tony One. This is East Frank.
He's got secular joy. He's a peculiar boy. But now the luster has gone, the peculiar boy is no more. Save him from being a man, not me. He's got precious youth. But forsaken forsooth. But now the shine grows in change, tradition for win. Who'll save him from being a man, not me? He's got clothes all red, on a purple bed. But now the red's in his eyes, he's no longer a bride. There he goes. We'll save him from being a man, not me. He's a peculiar boy. his skin is black, he shows a certain lack. Who'll save him from being a man, not me?
Night of the Brown Hole.
It's a haunting place on the northwest side of town. A gang of mean clones led by Miss Piranha, holding up the cashier at the same side bank. Get us all your dough and you won't get hurt. It's gonna get away in a short but driven time. But little do they know.
Listening to the new waves underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
I am very cosy in this office, you know.
Are you?
I'm loving it. I'm loving my new room. I think I've given it various names. I haven't got a proper name for this room yet. I will manage to come up with something. We had the Punky Bunker once upon a time, didn't we?
We did, yeah.
Yeah, we did. I'll come up with something for this.
Okay.
I'd like to call it Paulie's Little Love Palace, but that might be misconstrued.
No, maybe not.
You just heard a band called The Times, Tony, with a track called Biff Bang Pow. And sadly, they haven't got a website.
Oh.
So I think I've pretty much... No, I haven't won yet, have I? Yeah, I have.
Yeah, I think you probably have, yeah.
It's 8-4-1. I'll tell you what, to make it interesting, I'll give you the point.
Okay.
Because there's not a website, so it's 4-2, all right?
Right.
That makes it... I think that's nice. It'll probably be internet 4, Tony, too. That gives you chances, right?
Yeah.
The Times were born... or forged or hatched from an early indie punk band called the Television Personalities. And Television Personalities did one of my favourite ever punk songs called Part-Time Punks, which is funny as hell and is only two chords. Even I can play it, right? But then Television Personalities went a bit weird and psychedelic, and they did a version of ABBA's The Visitors, which I mentioned about a year ago now. Which is terribly disappointing. You know, I'm a big fan of the ABBA song, The Visit. So a lot of people who listen to this show aren't, because it's ABBA. I think it's a terribly important song. Anyway, But the Times came out of that, and they've got a brilliant Wikipedia page. So even though they haven't got a website, if you type the Times punk band into Google, you'll be able to get the Wikipedia page and check them out. It's a really good read. So unfortunately, that makes it 4-2. Anyway, that's the only track we've got by them. That's another one from the Harmony In My Head compilation, which, as you can see, I'm recommending with good reason. Tony, are you doing anything this week?
I don't think I am. I've got a big it's a lot of stuff for work, and that's what's happening at the moment. As mentioned last week, I'm making a concerted effort to change the business. I've been self-employed now for 12 years, almost as long as I've been doing Punky Radio.
I know, it's amazing.
It really is, it's crazy. But I'm getting to the point where I can't keep doing this on my own because I'm just working too much. So there's a lot of things I've got to do. Like, I've got to redecorate the office so I can fit more people in there. I've got to have new electric sockets installed. I've got loads of stuff to do in October. Plus, I've still got to actually do the work and pay the bills. So it's going to be that kind of week. But hopefully this week I can try and get some CVs in for my first employee.
Now then, Tony, nice. Can I ask, when you hire someone... Do new rules dictate that you have to provide them with a pension scheme?
Yes.
Oh, God.
I provide myself with a pension scheme because legally I have to.
Right.
Because I pay myself, because I'm a limited company, I pay myself through the books, I got my own pay slips, and I've got to give myself a pension.
Yeah. So you have to give them one as well?
Yep.
Oh, it's shocking.
Yeah.
I prefer the gig economy, Tony, where I've existed for the last 25 years, where you just get money and bugger off.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's like the glory of my business has always been the fact that IT is so such a short. There's not many people available, so I can charge quite high fees. Unfortunately, when I'm hiring, I'm the other end of it, so all the salaries are sky high. So it's really hard.
Does that mean, like, working on the basis that someone will probably only work for you for a short amount of time?
No, before time.
Yeah, but I mean, they probably won't be working for you for years, will they?
No, true.
That's what I mean. So, what happens then? Do they just move that? I'm sorry to be boring, but I don't understand. Do they just take that bit of money somewhere else then?
The pension. Yeah, the pension moves with you. So you have an external company, so like, you know, whoever you're with, like I'm with Nest, you can have like, whatever, Scottish Widows or something. And then, right. So if the person comes to me from another job, they can either have the pension that I've set up, or they can bring their own in, and I have to contribute to that. So it moves with them.
That's very interesting infotainment. No, it is. I'm being serious here. Right, I now understand how that works. Right, yeah. Okay, good. All right. I'm not doing anything either.
Okay.
What I'm going to do is sit at this desk going, oh, it's wonderful.
So does it not come apart then at all? Is it a big solid thing? Or
it's a big solid thing, Tony. And the size I wanted, the ones I've seen on eBay, are 30 centimetres shorter in width, as in when you sit at it, you've got less room, sort of thing. And they're 4 centimetres lower, and they're 12 centimetres less in depth. And that's what I thought I'd got, and that would have fitted. This one won't get upstairs.
Right.
Sadly. It's a beautiful piece of furniture, though. Yeah, did I mention that the guy who'd had it, he'd had it since he was 13?
Oh, right, no.
As I drove off, you could tell he was welling up. He said, there's an ink blot in the top drawer. I went, it's nice to know that you used ink. Thanks very much. And I just drove off into the sunshine with his property for 14 quid. Ha ha. Right, should we play another song?
Why not, yeah.
Now, the Derellas came to my attention again last week. They keep gigging, they're doing great stuff. And, they brought out a single earlier this year called Highway Supersize. And in extra rhyming, we're now going to play the Highway Supersize B-side.
What?
And it's going to come right up. What is the Derellas website?
The Derellas.co.uk?
It's Derellas.com, Tony. They are called the Derellas, but the website is Derellas.com. So I did give you a chance, but it's probably Internet 5, Tony 2, and this is Got Something to Say.
I got something to say.
listening to the Fusilis underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
A friend of mine was telling me about a band the other night who specialised in doing instrumental music, and he said, probably won't be suitable for the show. And I went, no, but if it's good instrumental stuff, then we can maybe put a bed together for it. So you never know, they might get in touch, might get a new bed. Who knows? I do like alternating my beds. I do like bed hopping.
You do.
That was As Well As Got Something To Say. What a great... I want to see them live. I've had the chance to and I missed out on it. And I'm very disappointed. I think they're a very, very good live outfit. Tony, have you got a twat?
I do.
Cowabunga.
Excellent.
Right then. So when do we do the song?
So we're doing the song. Yes, absolutely.
So we got a new song for it. Remind people about the song.
Oh, yes. Yeah, so this came via Sussex Saint. His name mate Paul wrote it. I can't remember what his surname was. I'll look it up in a moment. Maybe for the end of the show, I'll name check him. But yeah, so Sussex Saint submitted it. It's like the Facebook jingle, just a bit more twattier.
Yeah. And we're very excited about it. And thank you very much for making it. And hopefully we'll get more twats so we can play it more often. And here it is. That is great, isn't it?
It is great. Good
right,
to hear,
let's hear it.
Right, so thanks for your twat nominations. If you have a twat to nominate, and now you've heard the theme tune, I'm sure you're inspired to do it. So we can only play this theme tune when we have a twat. And we only have a twat when you email me a twat. So email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. It is that simple. Or twat super thanks. Or twat responder to. Nez has been in touch.
You got confused there, didn't you?
I really did. It's
but I'm really
day.
Glad it's Nez. Hello, Nez again.
Hello, Nez. He says.
In recent weeks, the show has been Nez v Sussex Saint, hasn't it?
It certainly has.
Yeah.
And he says, hi, Tony. I would like to nominate myself, Nez Corey. Now from Pembrokeshire as a twat. It's a self-twatting. I dared to take on the lyrical might of our friend, our poetry queen, our Sussex saviour, Mr. Saint. I poached the bear and he bit back. The mighty word slashing down all in front of him, all who dare challenge his status as poet laureate. I bow in the shadow of your rhyme, Sussex Saint. Paul said you had a go at everyone. Is that why they call you the SS for short? Anyway, for now I shrink to lick my wounds. I will wear
the... I think the SS were a little bit specialised, actually.
A little bit, yeah. For now I shrink to lick my wounds. I will wear the label of poetry twat if Paul and Tony see fit. But vengeance is sweet, my friend. I will be back. All the best, Nez.
Oh, well, you're absolutely justified. I'm quite happy for Nez to twat himself, and rightly so. I'm sure that Sussex Saint will be very happy about this.
I'm sure he will. First self-twatting in a good while.
It is.
Go for it. Is. So, for daring to question the poetry genius of the Sussex Saint, Nez Corey from Pembrokeshire is a twat.
Right, now do we play the song again or not?
Yes, we do.
We're playing it again, brilliant. Is a twat, is a twat, is a twat, is a twat. That is lovely, isn't it? Because Nez has twatted himself and he's been parenticised by a song that Sussex Saint's mate did.
It's great.
It's almost as good as saying hello to the Duke's Arms.
Hello, Duke's Arms.
Which I've completely forgot to do, and I don't know whether they're listening again or not, but I'll find out in a couple of weeks because I'll be back down there. I think on the 19th, I think I'll be seeing you guys again in the Duke's Arms. So you will have heard this by then. Anyway, there's one other thing I was going to say as well. Speaking of SS, this German girl, Christine, that I was talking to at the weekend, we were talking about... I said that I thought that Norwegian was a bit similar to German. She completely disagreed with me, and I'll tell you what, mate, don't take on a German in an argument.
No.
You've learned that anyway. But she then went into detail about various different letters, including the sharpest S. You know what we call the sharpest S, that kind of weird shape thing.
Yeah.
And she explained where it came from, because the German word for it is whatever the German word is for SZ. And it was SZ written together in a lazy fashion and became one letter.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. In case you didn't know.
I didn't know that, no.
I've always enjoyed the sharpest S. But I did say, yeah, but you, quite frankly, it's just SS, isn't it? And she went, yeah, and said, and you lot do prefer the SS. She laughed, fortunately.
Good.
Now, one last track this week, Tony. How about some French mental synth punk? Fancy that?
Why not?
I think so. Via Dirty Water Records, this is The Scanners, spelt The Scaners, S-C-A-N-E-R-S. There's a clue to their Bandcamp page, Tony. What's the Bandcamp page?
Thescaners.bandcamp.com.
It is. Tony 3, Paul of the Internet 5. So it's T-H-E-S-C-A-N-E-R-S.bandcamp.com. This is from a quite ridiculous album that is really worth it. It's a proper catchy noise. And it's fitting this should be the last track this week. This, Tony, is Flying Fuck. The Scanners or The Scaners and Flying Fuck there, and that's about the size of it for this week, Tony, but you just want to mention someone's name, don't you?
Yes, so the guy who did the Is a Twat theme tune, Neil Pattison.
I can see why you thought it was called Paul.
Yes. Does he?
No,
Paul?
I can, because Paul Patterson is the guy who was in Radium Cats that we've had some dealings with in the last couple of years.
Oh, I get very confused.
So I understand you've got to get out there, but thank you very much, Neil, for that. Absolutely brilliant. Tony, maybe you could mention the online stations that carry the show.
Network Pudunk, Pudunk Radio, PUD, UNK, radio.com, and we're on Radio Andra. That's Radio Andra, it's A-N-D-R-A, and it's .se.
Thank you very much to those stations carrying us. Online listeners, we'd love to hear from you. We never do. We never hear from online listeners. So if you are listening online, please do drop us a line. Other than that, I think that's about it. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A poo.
But you can't. But you can't. Yeah. Steve Austin.